Blog Talk Radio. A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today is Valentine's Day 2016, and we would like to talk to our audience about Valentine's Day ideas for the family. Parents and teens should spend time together, and they should use this time period for bonding. Now, let me say this. If you have a traditional routine, parents with parents, spouses together, or, you know, teens have like a party or a mixer or something routine, you know, we don't try to tell you to change that. But just by listening to the show, what we would like to do in our efforts and our routines, what we're trying to build, what we're trying to do is bond. So we're trying to tell you about ideas that we found on the internet and things that we do in our lives to bond and to, you know, show each other that it's not just a lover's holiday, but it's a holiday where families can also enjoy the goodies. So some of our past ideas over the years, we've given candy, we've made cards, we've had the giant cards, we've celebrated through poetry, balloons, cupcakes, we also have like mugs and flowers and candy flowers and all chocolates and different things. Candles, we like to tell you that Valentine's Day candles, which is not one of our ideas, but candles are a good idea, and we found that on the internet at www.haaparenting.com. And what we wanted to do was to put a little warning in there. If you do give candles, adults to adults to teens, teens to parents, any way that you distribute candles, be careful that, you know, you have, if you're with teens only, you know, be careful that you have permission to use the candles in the house. And, you know, if you're giving them to adults, you know, warn them that, you know, if they're going to be drinking or if they're going to, you know, pass, you know, use a lot of tapestry or paper or a lot of, you know, linen and different things around to, you know, warn them that, you know, candles are flammable and you don't want to have a mishap while having a wonderful day. You know, you don't want to have a candle. So use them with caution, okay? So we wanted to talk to our audience today about these bonding ideas between parents and teens. So again, we searched www.ahaparenting.com and we found these great gifts and time management ideas. Now, the first one is a great one, and it's a letter of appreciation. And what that says is you should write a letter, to your family members about what you appreciate. And you can also spend time at the dinner table telling each other what you appreciate. So one sample they have here is at dinner, go around the table and give each person a chance to give an appreciation. So appreciation goes something like this to every family member. So it says, I appreciate, and you put your name there, I appreciate Tammy for helping me with my homework. I appreciate Mom for spending special time with me at bedtime. I appreciate Mom for always being cheerful, and I appreciate myself for getting out of the house on time in the morning. So those are some appreciation ideas that they have there at the site. And what they've done is a list of 15. So we're going to read this. It's 15 fun Valentine's Day family traditions that you can create and incorporate in your Valentine. So number one was rethink your gifts. Whatever gifts and products you give shouldn't have to be about love or the exchange of love or the Cupid idea. There's all types of inexpensive things that you can give for your family. There's, you know, making dinner, making lunches. There's gratitude, intimacy, bonding, and trust. All these things that you can try to incorporate in your life, but also when not a relationship between just male and female, there's a lot of things that the children can do for you. So alternative gifts was number two to some of the fondness and the, you know, just love ideas. These are the alternative gifts. So a letter of appreciation. The best gift of all is always a simple letter to your loved one detailing how grateful you are to have them in your life. Be as specific as possible, the way you love me and the way you let me sleep in the morning while you make the kids breakfast. so many wonderful things that you can incorporate and say. We didn't do a lot of appreciation over the years, but we have done poems, and we've done a lot of them. So we can always pull out a poem, you know, on Valentine's Day and read a poem and also try to reach out to each other by saying, look, we have this collage of poem and music. When are we going to get it done? See, we have some, you know, things around here that we need to, you know, get done as well. So we're still working on our lives. We're still working on our relationship. And that's one of the things that we can do is pull out a poem, read a poem. Or we can just basically pull out some music, listen to some music, or we can just pull out, you know, these things and remember how fond we are of each other and how much we like spending time together. So also you can make homemade Valentines. They use construction paper, scissors, and matching markers to make a beautiful inspiration to your family members and show how much you appreciate them through, you know, this type of detailing. And a lot of times you'll get, you know, special little ideas there and little special moments, moments to remember. And you'll understand that, you know, maybe you're a mother like that, you know, has a big brain with a little body, you know, and like you're always busy with your body, but your body is used for like helping the family, you know, and you're not too much of anything, you're just helpful. So sometimes you get, you know, beautiful keepsakes like that. I have some of those. And number three, well, it says a gift certificate for back rub or foot massage at night. So sometimes us chatting, snuggling, cuddling, and tickling your kids, you know, that may be an awesome new habit. And you know, that you can incorporate touching, you know, each other and holding each other and giving a hug to, you know, remind each other that, you know, you do love each other, because sometimes we can get so far away from these individuals that we forget that we can put our hands on our children, that we can embrace them if they're in need of a hug or if they want a hug in a time of need or just generally. So it doesn't have to just be a time of need. When I see you, I hug you. When I leave you, I hug you. And if I feel like I need a hug, ask them for a hug. So maybe those are things that you know, you can learn to do as well, and so your kids will feel, you know, safer with you. Okay, number three, get up a few minutes early so you can enjoy opening up each other's Valentine's presents at breakfast. So you can have heart-shaped anything, heart-shaped eggs, heart-shaped pancakes, heart-shaped candies, heart-shaped waffles, anything that you can get out and try to make a heart shape. We gave out this year, I gave my son a Valentine's Day candy rose, and similar to the one that we have at Reverb Nation, where we have a pink rose there on the video as well that we did. We used those again because we went to the Paramount Theater the other night to see a movie. And the Paramount Theater is a major theater here in Asbury Park, and it was created by the architects that created Grand Central Terminal in New York. So it's built on that type of cord. It's built, you know, according to those old-fashioned, you know, historic values. So it needs a lot of work but to be restored, but it's there, and it's like a wonderful building. So they were selling roses, so I brought one home for my son. So don't forget to give out this week. Let your kids know, number four, that your love is with them all day by tucking little construction paper hearts with love notes on them in their backpacks, lunch boxes, jackets, pockets, anything you can find to remind them that it's Valentine's Day and that you went through special efforts to remind them that they are special, they are loved. We even gave out, I gave my son a Valentine's card, a giant Valentine's card this year. And it wasn't like I love you or you love me. We say those words, but this was, you're a very special person. So when you're not sure about the terminology that you use with your children, don't forget, you can say, you're very special, you're meaningful to me, I appreciate you, you're good for me, we're good together, you know, bonding as family, you remind me to do things. There's all these wonderful things that you can say for, you know, to your child, and that you're a sweet person. So we did a giant card this year, and we posted that at Flickr, so if you ever wanted to look into what we're doing with our lives, you basically can find a lot of information about us on the computer at Facebook as well, and A Theory of Cooking there. We have the chocolate rose there. And then we also did mugs this year with little hearts and marshmallows inside. So we did two things for A Theory of Cooking for the Valentine's Day as well. So make dinner mood festive with a short family dance party. So make the dinner. little festive with a short family dance party before dinner. Don't forget that romantic slow songs may be for, you know, the parents and or dating or your fiancé, but that could be for grown-ups. But there's a lot of other things that can be used for kids, you know, fast-paced music. And you can eat with the candles on the table if you so choose to, but if not, you can use the house well lit and just maybe use, you know, red napkins or just, you know, put a little motif there with hearts or anything you may incorporate, even if it's paper plates for Valentine's Day, or if not, just, you know, have, you know, the party, you know, and dance and have a good time with your family. At dinner, go around the table again. That's number six, do the appreciation. Number seven is find 5 minutes to spend by yourself, giving thanks for those you love. So you're here at A Theory of Parenting. My name is Tammy Joyner, and we're discussing the approach to Valentine's Day ideas with family members, your children and teens, or if you bring in other people to enjoy Valentine's with you. These are upright, safe, and virtuous ideas to use to enjoy the holiday. It's just not the lovers only, so they have this as well. So give thanks, you know, one at a time. Visualize yourself hugging your children and giving them and let them beam back at you. And let the infinite tenderness of your love for them wash over you, okay? So this is for something a little bit more, you know, enlightening, but, you know, they have ideas of just meditating and basically saying that you, you know, love your children, okay? And number eight goes spread the love. So if you are there with delicious snacks, take them to your job. If the music feels good and you have Valentine's Day vibes, you know, bring music wherever you're going. Don't forget the digital or the ISTE cameras to make a lot of pictures. You know, do cool things that teens, tweens, and young adults would love to enjoy the project, to have double the fun of whatever your age and the people that you may invite or if you're home with your family. Number nine, keep Valentine's Day from past years and decorate the house. Now, I'm a little into the internet, so we got today information from Facebook. They sent us our last year's picture, one of our pictures on A Theory of Cooking, which was some little Valentine hearts. They were little hearts, jelly hearts, like gummy hearts. And they said, this is what you were thinking of last year. And so we repressed that to our timeline again this year. And so they're there. So then we posted another food picture because, you know, possibly they're going to send us that again next year. So don't forget to keep your Valentine's Day from past years to redecorate your house or to redecorate your web pages and different things. Your kids can make very simple Valentine's Day for their class if they take things to school. Don't forget a bag of candy, little cards, or, you know, however you decorate, elaborate or simple. Do whatever, even if it's a color Xerox with red ink, that was also suggested. Make some extra Valentines to pass out as you go through your day. You know, other people are there, brighten their days, and enjoy your co-workers, neighbors, homeless person, the grocers, the clerk, anybody. Make sure you say it. If there's nothing to give, just say, Happy Valentine's Day, and, you know, hopefully it's not taken. Number 12, need candy to make the day complete. In our house, sweets were never a major part of our Valentine's Day. This is what they're saying here on this website, www.aha, parenting, aha parenting. But in our house, treats are, you know, most important, cookies, candies, and different things like that. So it's up to you how you go. Chocolate on hand is a perfect food according to the strict scientific research I've conducted. So whatever with your chocolate, if you decide to restrict it, if you just decide to have it, it's up to you. Number 13 is how about a telephone Valentine's chain? So don't forget to call the ones you love if they're away and say, I love you, happy Valentine's Day, and, you know, have time to talk with them for a little while. Number 14, sound surrounds yourself with love. This is the day for your love song playlist. Skip the brokenhearted ones and go straight to the celebration. We Are Family is a great one on Valentine's Day to sing. And number 15, love in practice. If you like your kids to take pride in making the world a better place, Valentine's is a great opportunity to express love for others by taking Valentine goodies or homemade Valentine's to a nursing home, hospital, or soup kitchen. That's our time for this particular show. Happy Valentine's 2016.